The Red Cross is releasing public statements to try and reach citizens about the desperate need for blood donations across the U.S. Tammy Nakamura, External Communications Manager for the Red Cross for the Western Region of the U.S., explains.
But we need 14,000 units of blood, which is essentially pints of blood, every single day. We need those donations just to meet the needs of the 2,600 hospitals that are in our system. We are currently falling short of that goal right now. We just came off of the July 4th holiday, and lots of people are vacationing and taking time off and enjoying the summer, as they should.
Nakamura says she doesn't want them to forget there are still patients in need of blood.
Patients in hospitals who need blood don't get a vacation from needing that blood. We need to keep the supply on the shelves good.
Nakamura says schools are also one of the Red Cross's prime sources for blood drives.
Well, a lot of schools have blood drives during the school year, and it really helps keep the supply line going. But during the summer, when the schools are not in session, it does make it a lot tougher to get the donations that we need.
The Red Cross is trying to make donating more convenient. The organization recently added more than 350 hours to community blood drives across the nation in order to reduce wait times and help open up availability. The Red Cross also has created a way for volunteers to better see the effects of their donations.
This is a nationwide appeal. Well, for instance, if I went in to donate today, the Red Cross would try to fulfill the need at the local hospitals first. And if that need is fulfilled, then it goes up to a national network, and we are able to look across the country and see where the need is the greatest, and then blood shipments are made there.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Albertson.